Welcome to the In Search of My Running Tribe podcast. I'm Shannon and Crow. Welcome back, tribe. Today, I lace up my shoes and get an easy 2 miles run on the treadmill while talking to my friend, Vanessa. We talk all things goals, news resolutions, fall holidays, Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, birthdays, the Indianapolis Monumental Marathon. We pretty much cover it all. So lace up your shoes and join us. Hello, friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not bad. I think I'm fighting a cold.
No, don't even say it.
I know. Like, I've been on this streak. I think I've gotten too cocky. And I'm like, I've normally been sick twice in the semester by this time. And I haven't been sick yet. And so the last couple of days, like, I could feel something lurking in my system that's not quite fully matured into a cold.
So what do you do when you feel that?
I freak out. And then, so because I'm a marathon this weekend. So last night, I only ran my 1 mile. Like, I'm not going to push my body. I went to bed early. Good. So I got about 9 hours of sleep.
Good.
Hydrating, making sure I get lots of vegetables and vitamins and prayer. Right?
Yep.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like it's been forever since we talked. There's so much been going on.
Well, let's start with Halloween. How was Halloween?
Halloween, actually, for me this year was really quiet because last year I had just moved to this, you know, house that I have now, and it was my first Halloween. And I figured there would be a ton of kids.
Right.
So I got a ton of chocolate. And I wanted to give them all the best, right?
Of course.
So I got chocolate. And let's just say by the end of the evening, this was last year, by the end of the evening, almost all of the chocolate was gone. And only 6 people.
Six. I love
it. And it came like between 8 and 9. There were 2 groups of 3.
Well, that's late.
And I know. And so nobody, none of the little kids that usually I was expecting for earlier. Because my last house where I lived, that neighborhood, I was running out of candy like crazy. So that's kind of what I expected. So that didn't happen. So this year, I learned my lesson. I did not get chocolate. No.
Nope. So strong.
Candy, I don't even, like, I would rather spend my carbs on chocolate and ice cream.
1000%.
This is just not my thing. Yeah. So I got it for my students that week, which was a ton of candy because I got a ton of kids.
Right.
And we went through it and there's still about half left. And then I was like, you know what? Since there were so few last year, I'm going to do, I guess what we used to do growing up, because growing up, my parents were anti anything Halloween. So we would just bury ourselves in the basement in Indiana. And, you know, turn all the lights off and be totally antisocial.
Sure.
Which, when I was little, I thought sucked because I love candy and I love dressing up. So I basically did that. So I turned off all the lights and I got stuff done in my office.
Oh, wow.
And no one even, I'm going to hear a peep out there anyway. So I think it's just a quiet neighborhood.
Do you have a lot of kids in your neighborhood?
See, I do. They run around playing on their bikes all the time, which is why I thought, I've heard from my friends that are parents that have kids that a lot of times they're not going in their neighborhood. They get their kids and they drive to certain neighborhoods. Isn't that weird?
Yes. They did that here too. Which, yeah, like, I get it. Well, so our neighborhood isn't a super safe neighborhood. So if I actually had kids, I wouldn't take my kids trick-or-treating. I just don't feel safe going out in the dark. But like a lot of even the nicer neighborhoods, people are trucking their kids to fancier neighborhoods still to get the fancy chocolate and candy. And
that's interesting. Because, you know, if I had kids, I would want to go in the neighborhood because I'd want to meet people. I'd want to meet
Right.
And what a great way to meet them, even if it's, you know, I don't know. That's what I would do.
But, oh, I agree.
Yeah.
If but I was in a scary neighborhood, I'd be there.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Well, I would walk in your neighborhood, but we won't go there.
Yeah. The whole
anyway. But it's funny because, like, you know when – so we didn't do Halloween, right,
yeah.
growing up. But we also didn't do Christmas. And I love, obviously – what kid doesn't love gifts and lights, right?
Right.
And we didn't have any of that. And now, as an adult, I actually appreciate it because Christmas comes around and everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off.
Yeah.
You know, and I literally don't have to worry about anything. You know, no gifts, no nothing. I do have lights now that I'm on my own, though.
Oh, good for you.
And it's the cutest thing because I went to go visit my brother, who grew up the same, you know, with no Christmas, no lights, no nothing. And I stayed over Christmas time. And then they did the whole cookie thing for Santa. I've never heard of that. You know, when you leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, supposedly you leave a cookie or.
Uh-huh.
No, so the kids had to leave a cookie and milk out for Santa Claus, right?
Yes. And did they write him a note?
And they wrote him a note, like the whole uh-huh. thing. And then after they went to bed, Ben's like, okay, who's going to eat part of the cookie? And I'm like, what?
Yes, it's a whole thing.
And I was like, this is crazy. So as an adult, learning these traditions that everyone knows in our society, like it's just a given.
Yeah.
It was just really interesting. Really kind of bizarre. So I do have lights now. I have my Christmas tree. And I basically just get presents for friends that get me presents. But other than that, it's not. It's very low pressure. Just lights. I don't know. It's See, nice like, as an adult. It's
oh, for sure. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, as an adult, I feel like I don't... I mean, I get people gifts. I don't feel stressed out. I get stressed out over concerts and making sure, you know, all my kids are prepared.
Right.
But the actual holiday season, I feel like it's just... I get all warm and fuzzy inside. You know, everyone's happy, and you got the wonderful smells because people are baking or they got some fireplaces. Like, I just get caught up in the warm and fuzzies of it.
Life is good. Life is so good. Although, that said, these 2 months I am doing I'm doing my self-care.
Good.
Thing. So last year was Artist's Way. We talked about Artist's Way, right? Oh, yeah.
I don't think we talked about it in the podcast, but yes, we have talked about it.
So it's basically Artist's Way is kind of geared towards artists, but she and I'm convinced that we're all artists, you know,
for sure.
Ways. We're creative in different ways. And that's really what it's all about. And it's all about self-care. I was going through a really rough time this time last year. Uh-huh. And that little workbook that took 2 months for me to go through was the beginning of my whole Fiddlers 2 creating the CD, like all of that in January. Hit the ground running after doing November and December of Artist's Way. It was amazing. I felt like
you came out of a fog, like when you finished that.
I did.
Not
totally
significant.
Did. Yeah, it was incredible. And I read the reviews and they're like, oh, they several, you know, a ton of people said the same thing, described it that way. And I was like, yeah. And it's so gentle. You know, it really is self-care. But it's so gentle. It's not like digging around in your past or anything like that. It felt like nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, man, I was getting all these ideas and I felt I totally was vibrant. I had so many ideas, you know, I was buzzing with ideas.
And then look at your incredible year.
I know, exactly. And now a year later. So this year, I'm going to try to do this every year. This year, these 2 months right before January, and I hit the ground running once again with a whole bunch of other projects, I am going through the Simple Abundance workbook.
Okay.
And it's similar. This one does delve a little bit more into your past, but you know, honestly, I can write peripherally. I can say, oh yeah, when I was 12 and this experience, I can just write it in one sentence, you know?
Sure.
I think it's still good. That's what I did with Artist's Way. It was pretty peripheral answering questions, but it was huge. The outcome was huge.
But I think you can dig as deep as you're ready for. And then if you were to do it again, you could dig deeper if you felt ready for that. And if not, then you still benefit on some level.
Yeah.
So do you know what I realized?
What?
This is the end of the decade. Like, every podcast I listen to, people are like, it's the end of the decade. How are you going into the new decade? How are you finishing this decade? And I'm like, oh my gosh. First of all, it's scary. Second of all, I don't know how I'm ending this decade and starting the next decade.
Well, you're too much to figure it out, man.
I know. It's so much pressure. Oh. But it's like, as you're thinking of starting the new year fresh, like, oh my gosh, it's not even just a new year, it's a new decade.
Yeah, that's so
that's
cool.
Crazy.
Some a friend of mine said, she's like, you know, oh, 2020, you're going to have 2020 vision in 2020. And I was like, ooh, I like that.
Right?
That's cool.
Clear vision.
Yeah, clear. I hope so. That's the plan. It's always the plan, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So do you do New Year's resolutions or do you do like themes? Like, we're jumping way ahead here. Mantras.
No, you're not, because that's exactly what I'm working on right now. These 2 months are very much planning the next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I definitely do. So I have, I know I'm so freakishly organized. This takes all the fun out of it. But for me, I love it.
There you go.
Topics. So I have finances, friendships, romantic, you know, relationships.
Uh-huh.
So I should say more like relationships. So family and friends relationships, then romantic relationships. And then, what did I say? Finances? Career development, which for me just means creative projects, you know, because of what I do.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I have like 5 different big topics. Okay. And then I narrow it down to like 3 to 5 things, short things per topic.
For the whole year or for like?
In my face every day on my calendar. Wait, what did you just ask?
Are these little topics or 5 little bullet points, is it for the entire year? Or is it like the first quarter, I want to work on this. Like, how do you organize that?
It's for the whole year. And they're usually pretty big goals, you know,
sure.
Pretty big ideas. And then I actually have different documents for each one. So every time I have ideas for any specific one, I'll put it into that document. And then I have a master list, right?
Uh-huh.
And then once a week, no, actually I do it by the month. So I have what I want to do in that month. And then I pull it in from the other documents. I have one for all of my projects too. Okay. And then I narrow it down to the week, right? So then I'll take from the month, I'll narrow it down to the week. And then I narrow it down to the day. I get so much done. It's kind of ridiculous.
And you don't find it overwhelming. Like, you feel like that's the right amount to keep you on track and not feel overly pressured.
Yes, because I break it down.
Okay.
But I do, there are days I get overwhelmed because when I'm teaching, I don't have time. I have ideas. When I'm teaching, I always have a million ideas. So I write them all down and I don't have time to do any kind of computer stuff, email, like any of that kind of stuff. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I practice. I practice in the morning and I teach, you know, from 1 o'clock until 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Those 3 days. But it's amazing how when Thursday comes around, man, it takes me hours to organize things again. Things are
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Three days is a long time not to check in, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. Thursdays I organize. And then I still have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to work on the things that I have organized down into those 3 days.
Wow.
And it doesn't always work. You know, there are some days I'm like, forget it. And I just, like today I did a bunch of raking, but I needed to rake anyway. And I'll just read a book and drink wine and it's fine. You know, I don't let myself feel guilty as long as it doesn't go on, you know, week after week or anything. It's usually only one day. And that's the day I need apparently. And then I, you know, hit the ground running the next day. So. Hey, you know, part of the Simple Abundance workbook I'm doing is a gratitude journal, which a ton of different books and people suggest to do gratitude journal.
Yeah.
You just write 5 things you're grateful for before you go to bed every night. Right?
I need to add this back into my...
Anything like that?
I've tried. I feel like I have moments where I appreciate the little things and I've read so many different things. Like there's like a Dina Castor book, which talks about it. There's lots of business books that talk about it. And it's just a way to, you know, get a positive attitude. And I feel like the last couple of years, I've been more aware of just being positive and just taking mental note. But I know that, like you said, there's lots of studies that actually say if you take a moment to physically write it down, it makes such a huge difference.
Yeah.
And so it's on one of my things I would like to start doing. I just haven't got my butt in gear. I'm working on like at habit change right now in general. And so I'm picking like one or two things at a time. And so I feel like the thinkalies, as you call them, those will be next on my list. But for some reason, I'm just not there yet. I don't know why, but I have been taking mental notes, like the little things, being very thankful for.
That's good.
But yeah, I don't know, but clearly it's working for you. So maybe I should get my butt in gear.
I know, right? Hey, you know what else? Okay. So
what?
You're totally doing, you're thinking of it. So you're aware of it.
Very aware. Yes.
I think the inner minds, if it's in the forefront and we're just aware of it, you have a feeling.
That's true too.
That is, you know, adds to your vibe. I think that's totally, totally cool. So kind of on that note and kind of not, I have this thing called the upright pose. And yes, I found it on Facebook and I totally ordered it. And it's this.
What is this?
And it's for posture. Okay. So, you know, as people get older, their shoulders hunch forward, right?
Yeah.
Especially as musicians, we play with our shoulders forward so much. And then you're on the computer. And so a lot of that with the shoulders roll forward. So I got this thing, I think it was 6 months ago. It's this little thing that's probably, it looks like a big oversized bug. So,
oh my gosh, I can't even visualize this, but go ahead.
Yeah. You put it on your neck, the back of your neck, right? And it's connected to an app on your phone. And it'll zap you if you go forward. Right. And then it has all these little exercise, like 10 minutes a day of posture exercises specifically for your neck and back, right? And your shoulders. So you, but the funny thing is in the last 6 months, it's been sitting there in a little box. I haven't actually started it. I got it right before summer, and summer with the tank tops and the stuff, I was not going to wear a bug on my back. But now that I'm wearing sweaters and sweatshirts again, I can totally put it under the clothes. So I'm going to start. I was like, I'll start it in the fall. And between the time I ordered it and it's been sitting there staring at me, right? Not using it in the last 6 months. I feel like my posture, like the gratefulness, I feel like my posture has gotten so much better.
That's
because
hilarious.
I know it's coming. It's so weird. So I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking about doing it. And every time I think about doing it, I stand up straight. And I'm thinking about trying to get better posture without it. I'm just thinking about, oh, that's coming up. And then I stand up or sit up straighter. It's been really interesting. Yeah, our brains are pretty amazing
for
taking care of things on their own.
But that box is just a gentle reminder all the time to sit up straight.
Yeah, I will let you know if it's any good. I'm going to start
I'm quite curious.
I'm going to start it as soon. I have it to do actually this weekend to set it up.
I'm curious too.
I'll keep you posted. So how's your marathon training going for the weekend?
Well, I haven't run that much actually. So Chicago completely kicked my butt more than I thought it would. And I don't know if that's just because I've never trained properly before. So finally when race day came and went, I was just exhausted. Yeah. Or if I've been fighting a cold and exhaustion from the marathon and blah, blah, blah. So I had this whole little training plan figured out for the couple weeks between Chicago and the Indianapolis Monumental Marathon. And I have not really stuck to it. The thing I have done though, is I've done my long runs and I've done short runs in the middle, but the fatigue is crazy. And I don't know, I don't know if it's build up. I don't know if it's transitioning into winter. I don't know if it's because I'm fighting a cold, if it's just, I don't know. So okay.
How often do you get 9 hours of sleep on an average week?
It's actually been better this year than ever before. So I would say I get usually 7.5 to 8. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been getting closer to 9.
Nice.
But it honestly depends on the day of the week as well. Cause mm-hmm. Tuesday mornings, I lead a morning run and it starts at 6:30 in the morning and I can't sleep all night cause I'm afraid I'm going to miss the run, which is stupid because they can still run without me. So nothing bad's going to happen, but there's something in my head. So I don't sleep well, one day of the week. And then the rest of the week, it's somewhere between 7.5 and 9 hours, I would say. So it's not bad. Not bad at all. But probably not enough to fully recover. And then I'm just on my feet all the time. You know, I mean, I work at a local running store, so I'm on my feet all the time there. And then when I'm not there, I'm teaching private music lessons, which means I'm on my feet the whole time there. And yeah, I feel like I just never really recover. So I think this Saturday's gonna be fine. And I'm going into this race, and I always have been going into this race to have fun. Great. It's my, I've never run a marathon in Indiana. And so I'm checking another state off my 50 state list. And this Saturday is my birthday. And so it's going to be one big birthday celebration. Right? So, like, I've always dreamed of celebrating major life milestones with a marathon. And no one really wants to do that with me. So I'm like, screw it. Pardon me. I'm doing this one on my own. I'm celebrating my freaking birthday and running a marathon.
Good.
So, but my sister's coming in. She's running the half. My friend Meredith is running the half. So, and I think my friend Bryce is also running the half. Pretty sure she's training for that one too. So, so it'll be fun and it's going to be a great time. But do you know what I did that's really stupid?
What?
Because I took off a Saturday afternoon of teaching, because I usually teach all day Saturday afternoons. I took it Saturday afternoon off to drive to Chicago for the marathon. Right. I felt like I couldn't take another afternoon off for another marathon in the same semester.
Oh, dear Shannon.
So I am starting my marathon at 8 a.m. and I have to be teaching my first afternoon lesson at 2:15 p.m. Now, the good news is if there's no traffic, I can drive from the finish line to my lesson in like 20 minutes. And I can quickly, like, and that's if I go crazy slow, I should still have plenty of time. So, like, in my head, it's a...
It's not that you'll have time to get there in time. It's that you will have just run an entire marathon.
I know. But I'm only going to teach for 2 hours. It'll be really quick. It'll be 2 hours. It's easy peasy. And so I have, like, all these contingency plans. I'm like, okay, if I'm really, really slow and I can't shower, I'm going to grab some dude wipes and I'm going to wipe myself down and just teach my couple lessons. And all my students know that I'm a runner. So I feel like they'll be like, oh, she's crazy. It's okay. And it'll be fine. And then if all goes well, I will be able to quickly shower if I can get up the stairs in my house and then go teach. So, but it is kind of a motivator to get my butt moving and not slow down in the race because I'm at a deadline.
Wow. Wow, girl. Okay, you have to let me know.
I know. Hey. Oh, I'm a little nervous, but okay. Yeah?
Are you going to do your birthday party? Are you doing a birthday party with friends?
Well, you know I don't do birthday parties because the word party has way too much.
But you do the dinner.
It's my celebration of life.
That.
So I've learned over the years when you say I'm hosting a party, there's huge expectation. So I host gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I am hosting my celebration of life this Saturday. So I started my 30th year and I can't remember, you were gone for that. You've only been to a
weekend,
I think, because you've been out of town. But I realized, like, I want to celebrate my birthday and I don't want to have like lots of gifts. That's just stupid. But what I do like is really just thanking the people in my life. And so I never got into the Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit, but if I remember correctly, what I do know about the stories is that hobbits for their birthday, they give gifts to their friends instead of receiving gifts on their birthday. And I thought that is the coolest thing because our lives are made so much better by the people we're around. Mm-hmm. And how many things throughout our year could we have not survived or had the courage to do or have enjoyed as much without our friends?
Yeah.
And so for my 30th birthday, I started making a nice dinner for as many friends as I can fit around my table. And as you know, we pretty much cram a lot of people in. And so that's kind of been the tradition. And so then I've changed it to, you know, my birthday gathering. Now I call it the celebration of life, just because as we get older, I think it's kind of funny. So, and this year has been super hard because my sister's coming and she is celiac. So to cook something with absolutely no trace of gluten, I didn't realize how hard it would be. Like how used to using flowers I am or different things like that. So I will let you know next week. There's gonna be a little bit of a twist to our gathering that I can't share today. But I will let you know how the celebration of life
okay,
is. So cool. Yes. So I'm running the marathon in the morning. I'm going to Zoom and go teach a couple hours of lessons. And I'm going to Zoom home and make a kind of elaborate dinner. And then get up Sunday morning and open up for yoga. For we have to unlock the doors at our store for one yoga class. And then I'm going to crash and let Adam spoil me all day. He doesn't know that yet. But, but I'm going to make sure he knows he has the opportunity, wink, wink, to spoil me.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty amazingly packed but amazing weekend. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's become my dream, is to celebrate major life moments with marathon. And since no one else feels the same way, I think this is the best way to do it.
That's awesome.
So I'm very excited.
Good for you.
It should be a good day. The weather looks cold, but not frigid. So it should be good.
Sounds good. Yay!
I know. All right, friends. So I, once again, I'm getting up tomorrow morning early to run, and I've been cutting my mileage in preparation. So I only ran just over 2 miles tonight, and I've been sitting on the treadmill ever since. Yes. So I'm actually going to leave you and go celebrate International Stout Day. Adam put some beer in the fridge. I know. I'm so excited.
I might have to join you on this end. I love
I think you need to. I think you need to. We're going to have some Avery beer. Avery Brewing is our favorite brewery, and they have all the best stout. So I'm going to pretend I'm in Boulder and enjoy my stout.
Sounds
and thank
good.
You so much for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you later, my friend.
Okay. Bye. Okay,
ciao. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to join the tribe, follow me on Instagram at Shannon M. Crow or Twitter at SM Crow. See you next time.